Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the margins of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, we take a look at a Bible passage reading from the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And in today's reading, we read Leviticus 9, Psalm 10, Proverbs 24, and 1 Thessalonians 3. And since this year began, not only have I been doing daily podcasting, but also working with focused effort on losing weight. 2020 did not do my health any favors, y'all, as I often ate my way through those troublesome times. I started this year with the mindset that I was going to make 2021 different. And God empowered my mind shift around my eating and helped me take a disciplined approach. And as of this recording, I've lost 33 pounds. Praise God. However, over Resurrection Weekend, I fell off the wagon hard. My daughter had her 16th birthday Saturday, and then Easter candy seemed to rain like manna from heaven on Sunday. I ended the weekend in bad shape and was tempted to get really down on myself after finally reaching one of my milestones of getting under 200 pounds. However, yesterday, Monday morning, I woke up determined that I wouldn't lose the war, though I lost last weekend's battle. Today, a passage in Proverbs 24 gave me most helpful inspiration to that same point. Reading in verse 15 through 16, it says, "Lie not in wait as a wicked man against the dwelling of the righteous. Do not violence to his home, for the righteous falls seven times and rises again, but the wicked stumble in times of calamity." Now this passage speaks to those with unrighteous intent and discourages them from looking to plot their evil against the righteous. But it's the rationale, verse 16, that is what I'd like to chew on here today. The proverb says, it's because the righteous man falls seven times and rises again. That's why they shouldn't plot evil against him. So first, I'd like to point out, it's not actually referring to sin. The falling, this is not the stumbling like that of a stumbling block often referred to in places like Romans. This is not the falling mentioned based on that Hebrew word that they used here, which never has once before been referenced for sin. Instead, this is actually referring to troubles. You know, like how all of us meet trouble and will be brought low for a time from moment to moment. You know, rain falls on the just and unjust alike. But here it states something different about the righteous. He will rise again. It's referring to getting knocked down by life and simply getting back up. Psalm 37, 23 and 24 says, "The steps of a man are established by the Lord when he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be cast headlong. For the Lord upholds his hand." So in the proverb we read earlier, it juxtaposes the righteous response of getting back up with the wicked's response. The unjust in this passage are said to stumble in calamity, fall into mischief, or be overthrown by one disaster, depending on which version you're reading. The difference between the two is simple: perseverance. The righteous are upheld by the mighty hand of the Lord, and therefore have hope that they can persevere through his strength. So when Monday morning hit, and I had fallen down all weekend, I knew God's power awaited me anew that morning. When the goal seems to have just gotten further away, you have a strength that can persevere in Jesus. When the rent is due and the money is short, when the report comes back and it causes anxiety, when things fall apart in a day, you have hope for tomorrow. You have hope that the Lord will lift you up. You can fall 7 times, but the righteous will rise again. You have a strength that the world doesn't know. It is the love of God. Love perseveres. God is love, and He holds you up. Let me pray for you today. Heavenly Father, we thank you that no matter what the world throws at us, no matter what enemies lie in wait plotting against us, we will fall, but we will rise again. We will trip, but we will rise again. We may stumble in a moment, but we will rise again, and we do so because of your strength, because of your power, because of your might. We pray that your Holy Spirit would empower us today to rise again. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, you guys, head on over to 5bythefire.org and let me know what you think about today's episode. I hope it blessed you. I hope you feel encouraged. Subscribe, rate, and share. And I'll see you back here tomorrow on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.